Today I have a special guest in the studio with me. One of the most fabulous names I think I've ever heard in my life, Storm Lucy Olivier. Hello, Storm Lucy.
Hello.
Now, we are going to have a chat today about a journey that you have been on, I think, from the year of 2002 is where we're going to start from. It has been a variety of ups and downs for you, and you now live in Harrogate.
Well, we immigrated from South Africa.
Was this you and your family?
My family and I, yeah. And we've lived in London. We've been all over the place, actually. And we decided to move to Harrogate because we've got friends here.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2014, I started my transition. It has been difficult. I've lost a lot of friends. And I've made a lot of good friends as well. But it has been really difficult.
So this is a transition from a man to becoming a woman.
That's correct.
What was your family unit? Did you say you lived in Ripon at one point and you were married? So tell me a little bit about that time.
We stayed in Ripon for a while. I was married. I have three children. They are in their early 20s and early teens.
And what was family life like?
Family life was great. I got on very well with my children. We used to talk about anything and everything. My eldest daughter and I are very close, or we were very close. She has distanced herself since I started my transition, but I can understand where she's coming from.
And before you made the permanent decision that you would like to be a woman, that is who you were meant to be, you know, beforehand, what had it been like for you? Had there been emotions beforehand that you thought, there's something that I need to change?
I have felt like this for a while. I think it was since I was very young. And I just, when I started my transition, I just knew it was the right thing for me to do at the time. I knew it was going to hurt a lot of people. I knew I was going to be ostracized. But to carry on living but not living and being truly happy with who I was, it wasn't satisfying enough. I love my family very much and I do miss them terribly, but I think they will get over it. I hope they'll get over it. And as they get older, they'll come to realize and just love me for who I've always been. My personality hasn't changed. My love for them hasn't changed. And all I'm doing is changing my body. It has been difficult even for me to understand it, but it's taken me a while to come to terms with who I am and what I am. No one would just transition and go through all of the hostility and insults just for a phase or a moment. It's a life-changing circumstances.
I think it's an incredibly brave decision, actually, because it's, you know, before you permanently said, yes, this is what I'm going to do, this is who I am, you I suppose knew the risks, didn't you? You knew that there could be some bumps in the road with regards to relationships to your children and to your family, and yet it's so important because you're only responsible for your own happiness on this earth.
Yes.
And that is something that I think is an incredibly brave decision. So in 2014 then you'd made this decision. Is that when you moved from Ripon to Harrogate?
I moved from Ripon to London. London was all right. It's good, but it's just too busy.
Yeah. So why have you come back to Harrogate then?
I wanted to be closer to my children.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a choice out of Leeds or Harrogate. And I chose Harrogate. Harrogate's lovely. I love it here.
Great choice.
Yeah.
And so another element of your life as well is your working life. What is your career? What's your industry?
My industry is hospitality. I've worked in hotels, I've worked in game lodges, I've worked in restaurants, I've done front of house, I've done silver service, I've done kitchen work, I've done grill work, I've been assistant manager, and I've really enjoyed it. I've loved working in Victoria Falls. I ran a lodge, and it was great. I loved every moment of it.
You've been busy.
I have, yes.
Very hard working. You are now though struggling to get a job, to get one and keep one. Why do you think that is, and what's your experience been in this area on that?
It has been difficult to try and get a job. I don't think people are too familiar with being transgender or meeting transgender people. I think it's still very new to the world. But I just need a job. I need somewhere where I can work, and I'm not looking to be a surgeon. Never done the training for that.
Yeah, definitely don't be a surgeon then.
No. But I've done silver service. I know how to do front of house. I can do bookings. I can talk to people. I can sell anything you want me to sell.
So what tends to happen now then, if you apply for a job, why do you think people don't give you the opportunity, and how do they say no? You don't have to name names of.
The best way of saying no is you're overqualified or you're not the right person for the position. And that is really frustrating because every position I've applied for is something I know how to do with my eyes closed. I can serve a table, I can serve anybody, and I can do front of house. I've done silver service so many times, it's like second nature to me.
Well, I think that if there's anybody listening out there who owns a hotel, a restaurant, a bar, fine dining, silver service, I would say if they own a game lodge, they probably don't in Yorkshire. We don't have many game lodges around. But if you would like to give Storm Lucy an opportunity, you'd love it.
I'd love an opportunity, yes.
Yeah. People can get in touch with us here at Stray FM, and we will be able to link you guys together. I think probably a good parting note, Storm Lucy, is what advice would you have to other people who may be in a similar situation to you, either that they are struggling to find their way in the world for one reason or another, or they maybe haven't transitioned, but it's something that they think they would quite like to do. Is there any advice or the words of wisdom that you could give
Just
those
don't give
people?
up. Believe in yourself and don't give up, and just know where you are, you're supposed to be. It's taken a while for me to get to where I am, but I know I'm in the right place. I'm not going to just throw in the towel. I've got too much to live for.
Storm Lucy, I think you're an inspiration. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.